This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Roughly 180,000 Coloradans signed up for individual health insurance during open enrollment through the state's exchange. CPR's John Daly reports.
That's according to Connect for Health Colorado. It says this is roughly 8% more than last year. Almost 70% of customers enrolled in a 2021 plan qualified for financial help to reduce their monthly premium. Outside the open enrollment period, Coloradans can still sign up for a health plan through the marketplace. That's if they experience a qualified life event. Those include losing job-based insurance, losing Medicaid coverage, or due to certain family and income changes. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is getting $2.4 million from the CARES Act to help the tourism industry recover from the pandemic. The state tourism officials say that they plan to conduct a competitive process to pick tourist destinations and industry associations that will receive some of the federal grants. Colorado hotels sat more than half empty last year due to the pandemic. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
The Denver Business Journal reports that hotels in downtown Denver fared the worst, with a vacancy rate of about 60%. That compares to typically being three-quarters full in 2019, before the pandemic put a halt to business and leisure travel. The report is based on recent findings from the Colorado Hotel and Lodging Association. Statewide numbers were only slightly better. But resort towns, such as Aspen and Steamboat, managed to stay at least 55% full. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, drawing on his campaign promise to take action day one, President Biden has signed a slew of executive orders. Then, newly elected Republican Congresswoman Young Kim of California talks about what the president's speech and what parts of his agenda she can get behind. That's next. Also coming up, thousands of Coloradans have been waiting months for help with their unemployment benefits. CPR's Andrew Kenny dove into public records and found that the problem has actually gotten worse in recent months. We'll have that report from Andrew Kenny coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. This is CPR and KRCC.